This is Bird Note. Imagine a scene from the age of dinosaurs. Giant ferns, prehistoric bugs, a fearsome T-Rex standing right in front of you. And gliding just above are strange, leathery, flying creatures. Were they dinosaurs? Did they give rise to birds? The answer to both questions is no. The flying creatures were pterosaurs. Pterosaurs, often called pterodactyls, were flying reptiles. Dinosaurs, which used to be thought of as giant reptiles, were an entirely different group of creatures. It was the dinosaurs that became the creatures that we now know as birds. Pterosaurs came in all sizes, from a tiny one with a 10-inch wingspan to a monster with a 36-foot wingspan. Pterosaurs thrived for 160 million years, passing into history after the same asteroid strike that finished off the large dinosaurs. Although the evolutionary path from dinosaurs to modern-day birds is still a subject of debate, scientists agree that birds are the only type of dinosaur living today. And even though you might hear someone compare a great blue heron to a pterodactyl, that heron is actually more closely related to that scary T-Rex. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.